It'll be Gray to take the corner. Gray towards the near post. It comes off a defensive head and it's parried away and fired into the net for Blues, who take the lead. And it's a hit from Tesher. Robert Tesher at a really tight angle puts Blues in front. He was on the left-hand side of the six-yard box and drilled it hard and low past the keeper and into the back of the net. And on the ground where there are so many fond memories from 12 months ago, Blues are in front. 42 minutes, Bolton 0, Blues 1.
OK then, Gary, I mean, what a tremendous way that your players have come out and ended the season. Back-to-back wins away from home, which is something you wanted, and real style today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were very compact today. We were really keen, and once again, putting another performance in, and it's always a challenge for the players when they've done so well. But once again, you look at a performance and full of energy, full of commitment. I think we made it very hard for a Bolton side, which we felt the game would suit us because of the way Bolton play, and they pass the ball, and they've got great composure in the middle of the park. But every time we got a good shape and broke, we broke into some brilliant areas and really should have punished Bolton a little bit further, I felt. And I can't remember too many clear-cut chances that they had. So really pleased with the performance and just pleased for the players, really, because once again, they've shown amazing commitment that reflects, I think, the crowd's commitment in the numbers they turned up. It's freezing today as well, wouldn't it? Blimey. Yeah. I don't know why the last game of the season's in December. They should put it in May. They're a lot better.
You mentioned the word numbers. Here's a few numbers for you. With this group of players, with your management team, 32 games, 52 points. That's an extraordinary achievement and a credit to everybody involved, isn't it?
Well, it's playoff form, isn't it? You know, I think if you equate that to points per game, without me being an amazing mathematician, I'm pretty sure it would be not far off around 75, 76 points in a season, which would be very, very close to the playoffs. So I think we've proved that we can compete in this league. And you know, the bit that I like the most, we've proved we've got some damn good players. You know, and all of a sudden those players look like good championship footballers. I think the additions we've made have really, really helped knit together the squad. But every game you look at different aspects and I thought we were really, really good today again, but for a little bit more quality in the final third. I thought Diego looked a little bit tired today, probably wasn't quite at his sparkiest, but a little bit more quality, and we possibly, like I said, would have added the goals to it.
If the other two lone players want to stick around for next season, they couldn't have held their hands up any higher today, could they, in Tesher, the scorer, and Dyer as well?
Well, I've told them, haven't I? I've said to them, like to Robert, you know, I'd really like it if you could play terribly. But nobody else wants to sign you and Forest don't want to keep you. So, but again, all we can do is we can make it such a good place for them to play that they enjoy it so much that would be something they would consider and something they would look at. And I think that's important to us. If for other reasons externally we can't sign those players, then we can't sign them. But I think you ask a lot of those players and they would love to be at Birmingham City next season. It's a good place to be. You know, it's a club that we're trying to move forward. I think you'd feel this afternoon. You know, it's a sign of the atmosphere around the place, and I think people want to be part of that.
Let's be serious about this, Gary. If when you joined, the first interview I spoke to you, and I'd said to you, the end of the season was 63 points, you'd have checked my medication.
I probably would have done. Yeah, I have to say so. But, I mean, it's interesting. I just spoke to the lads in there. I mean, I had a target when we came in of 50 points. I had a dream target of 60 points, and I almost felt stupid writing it down. But I have to be honest, and there was a little bit of me thought, is that setting it too high? But I'd never tell anyone else anyway. I would never share it with the players, and obviously we finished on 63 points. So, brilliant achievement. But again, you know, our challenge is not to gloat in that points tally. It's to look at the reasons why we've come so far. To look at the things we need to do better. To look at, you know, how we can get the very best out of this bunch and with the additions that we can make. And I think we can move it forward, and that's a pleasing thing to me. You know, like I said before, this bunch of staff that I've got, you know, we've sat here now for three or four seasons at the end of a season saying we've done all right this year, you know, so I think we can certainly build something.
Allow yourself to enjoy it a bit as well though, Gary, won't you?
I won't go into detail of what I've said to the players, but I said let's get off quite quickly and let's have a tipple or two. And actually it was funny today because the doc, our club doc, he thought it was a 3 o'clock kickoff, and he was sat at home in his pipe and slippers and smoking jacket, and he got the call and he's had to rush down here. Luckily he lives around the Manchester area, so I've just said to the players that with the doc's fine money that should be enough to buy some considerable amount of alcohol.